A 14th century Persian poet called Hafiz says, I caught the happy virus last night when I was out singing beneath the stars. It is remarkably contagious. Kiss me. I'll read that again. I caught the happy virus last night when I was out singing beneath the stars. It is remarkably contagious. Kiss me. I'll come back to that, so just hold that in mind. So Living in the Greater Mandala is a quote, the title of a chapter from this book, Wisdom Beyond Words, which was published in the early 90s. And it's a study of various sutras from the Prajnaparamita corpus of texts. So that's a series of texts, early Mahayana texts. Prajnaparamita means the perfection of wisdom. So the topic of these sutras, and therefore the topic of this book and the topic of these talks, as they were, was exploring wisdom from a very particular angle. And the transcripts of seminars. So this particular seminar is a seminar on the Ratnaguna Samchaya Gatha. It's a bit of a mouthful. The Ratnaguna Samchaya Gatha, which is a very early sutra from this particular series of sutras. So this is a seminar which Sangharakshita gave to some order members and people, I think, that were training for ordination in 1976. So Sangharakshita had just returned from India. Some of you probably don't know this, but he had been living in India for about 20 years and he'd gone back to Europe, to the UK, and had spent a couple of years there in the mid-70s travelling around different Buddhist groups and organisations. And he decided for various reasons that he could see that Britain was, as it were, ready for Buddhism. Buddhism was coming to the West. It was going to America, it was coming to the UK, it was coming to Europe. I've no idea exactly what was happening in this part of the world, in the Southern Hemisphere. But certainly there was a kind of boom, as it were, of Eastern religions in general coming into Europe and the States at that time. So he could see that there was interest and that there was a readiness, a ripeness. But he also felt that there was something lacking and that what he wanted to do was form a new Buddhist organisation, a new Buddhist movement, the centre of which would be people practising. So he talked about seeing that there was what he called armchair Buddhism in Britain. So people who nominally were Buddhist, but in many ways didn't practice their Buddhism in every aspect of their life. It's a little bit like either a hobby or something that they did almost in the way you might go to church or mass on a Sunday morning. And he felt there was a very strong need to form a new community of practitioners who would just dedicate their whole lives to their Buddhist path. So he returned to India to settle his affairs there and went back to the UK and set up what was known as the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order. And that was formed in 1967. And the first members of the order were ordained in 1968. So less than 50 years ago. It's not a very long time in the history of Buddhism. This seminar was given in 1976, so the order was still very young and very new. And because Sangharakshita did all of his teaching at that time, either through giving series of lectures or seminars where he would invite people to come and study a text, and those were lovingly recorded on what some of you will recall, reel-to-reel tape recorders, and those were held by Dhammachakra tapes, as it was known at the time, and those were later transcribed and made into books or made available online as talks and seminars.